The trade war has jolted the post-World War II global trade, financial, and economic systems. The system, once built on alluring promises, is now struggling for survival. Weak economies are bracing for the worst, and Pakistan is among them. Already facing multifaceted challenges, low growth, inflation, high poverty, and food insecurity, Pakistan's ability to respond has been further undermined by the debt and policy traps woven by Bretton Woods institutions. The trade war is expected to deepen the crisis and introduce new challenges. For instance, the U.S. may accelerate efforts to pressure Pakistan to weaken its ties with China or curtail the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, CPEC. So, what policy choices are available for Pakistan, and what opportunities might help soften the impact of the trade war? On the policy front, Pakistan must acknowledge that the era of a balanced foreign relations strategy has passed, at least for now. The U.S. has launched a full-spectrum economic and diplomatic war, with China as its primary target. Policy choices are narrowing, with the U.S. seemingly returning to a post-9/11 stance. You're either with us or against us. Given this, Pakistan's best option is a pro-Pakistan policy. It must make clear that it is not neutral but aligned with its national interests and pro-humanity. Pakistan should cooperate with all nations to promote shared values and seek partnerships that address, rather than compound, its internal problems. Can Pakistan implement such a policy? Fortunately, yes. The recent Pakistan Minerals Forum exemplified this approach, as it engaged with diverse international groups. CPEC, in particular, offers a robust opportunity for Pakistan to manage and resolve its challenges. It has all the ingredients to support sustainable development. The first phase of CPEC helped address the country's energy shortages and infrastructure deficits. The second phase is focused on industrialization, agricultural modernization, and strengthening the scientific and technological base. Despite persistent negativity and propaganda, CPEC continues to deliver and contribute to national welfare. However, this is no easy path, as the global trade war is fundamentally about China. The U.S. is implementing its strategy to isolate China and damage its economy. CPEC, being a China-led initiative, will likely draw further scrutiny and opposition from Washington. This will complicate matters for Pakistan, which is already facing attempts to sabotage CPEC. India, acting on behalf of its Western allies, has been actively conducting and financially supporting terrorist activities in Pakistan with impunity. International institutions like FATF have failed to hold India accountable. These acts of terrorism primarily target the CPEC route and Balochistan. Since the development of Gwadar Port and airport, terrorist activity has surged.